It's your favorite comedian, Anthony Rogers, live in his tour bus. Yeah. But also, you need to get a beard like this. People have been talking. They said your shit looks whack. It looks weird. They can't tell your pronouns. You need to get a beard like this right now. And the only way to do that is by using Luxurious Bastard Beard Oil. Great smell, great function, great everything. Just get this. And there's directions on how to use it if you know how to read. But use the link in the description. Go to the website. Use promo code LEGENDARY. Get a discount. Do it. Thank you. Boom.
At Revolution Coffee Company, we are dedicated to giving you the best cup of coffee you have ever had while supporting those who keep us safe. We roast our coffee daily, and we offer same-day shipping. Our coffee never sits in a warehouse or a shelf getting stale. Our prices beat our competition, and our coffee speaks for itself. Check us out at revolutioncoffeecompany.com.
Welcome back to the greatest show in the entire universe. Sorry for this weird angle. My batteries are dead and all this. I had to put this together last minute because we have a huge guest, you know, so that's why this all looks kind of bullshit. But we have America's favorite rapper, Mickey Avalon.
Yeah.
How you doing, brother?
Good. How you doing?
Good, man. I'm having a panic attack putting this all together in my bus right before, bro. So I'm glad you're here, though, you know?
Thank you. I'm glad I'm here, too. Where are you driving around to right now?
I'm just in St. Louis right now. What about you?
Oh, you're just sitting in your bus, like parked in front of your house.
Well, something like that. Close to my house. Yeah, close to my house.
Near the house. Cool.
Where are you at right now?
I'm home right now. These days we kind of tour more on the weekends instead of going like 30 days straight. It's kind of more, you know, a Thursday through Sunday type of deal. So right now, I'm at home for right now.
That's awesome, man. You know, that's the ideal tour schedule, Thursday through Sunday. That's pretty ideal, honestly.
I like it. Everything's kind of a trade-off, pros and cons. The cool thing about having a bus is you don't need to deal with airplanes and airports and all that annoying stuff. So the obvious pro is that it's cool to be just work on the weekends, but then we just have to deal with that. More airplanes and stuff, but you know, we kind of go in, fly into the first city, get a, you know, soccer mom little minivan at the airport, then hit three or four, get back to the airport, fly home. But yeah, I'm busy, I'm grateful, and I have no complaints except about the airports.
Oh dude, I hate flying, man. I said I fly to Florida and back. I hate that shit so much, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, so you're touring with the Fuckboys right now?
Not touring with the Fuckboys. But our first single did just come out, and I was thinking, like, last time, not last time we talked, first time I was in Bali,
yeah,
Indonesia, when we were making that record. And then there was a bunch of, you know, no drama, just long period of time to get it out. We finally, they flew to America. We recorded the album. So the album's been in the can for a minute. And then we just put out the first single, and then we'll be putting out two more singles and then put out the whole record. Hopefully one day I'll be able to tour with them. It's just kind of logistics, you know, they all live in Indonesia. The guy who ended up drumming for the Fuckboys is Josh Fries. He lives in America, but he's got a, you know, he tours with big bands that pay a lot more money than I make. But so I've been touring with my dancer, Izzy Pop. She's like the hottest one-legged dancer that is out there. And then my...
I love that sentence, bro.
Yeah, well, we just had 1 year anniversary of our record. You know, I'm all over the place normally. I'm going to try not to be too all over the place. But we put out, so me, my DJ Mackie, who also produced the record, and Izzy, we made a record. Well, Izzy didn't make the record, but me and Mackie made a record a year ago called Never Satisfied. And we've been touring that record for the last year with Izzy. And it's been just hit 1 year a few days ago. So we made a cool ass poster that's also the cover of our record. So we did this for our year, you know, just to give to people at the shows and just to do that. And then, and then right into the Fuck Boys record. So I think it might, if I was to think about a way where it might be able to work to tour with the Fuck Boys, would be maybe if we did something in Australia, if that worked out, because that's from Indo to Australia is kind of like here to Mexico. Okay. And that so if the songs took off and we were able to get on festivals and stuff, it would be awesome. But you know, to bring three people over from Indonesia, travel around, you know how it is with traveling and stuff. So but you know, I hope, you never know what might happen.
Yo, you're doing more travel than me. I haven't gone to that hemisphere over there yet. I've been doing America mostly. I haven't been to Asia, but that seems awesome. And like, so what you're touring with your music then, I guess, just Mickey Avalon and a DJ, you said? Just
Mickey Avalon, DJ, who also plays electric guitar.
And then your dancer?
And my dancer. So
that's crazy, man. What a cool show.
And the shows have been super dope because he produced, I mean, I play a bunch of my old shit too, but the new shit me and my DJ did together, and he's a guitar player first. He's from Oklahoma, moved to LA, I don't know, 20 years ago or something. So kind of halfway, two-thirds through the set, when we get to some of the newer songs, he gets away from the DJ booth, comes out with the electric guitar, she's doing her thing, and so yeah, the shows have been super dope. I got a new booking agent about a year or two ago. He's been killing it. So yeah, I've been busy pretty much nonstop since COVID ended.
That's awesome, man. Like, are you coming to St. Louis anytime soon?
Unfortunately, we haven't got anything in St. Louis booked. We used to play there like every year. He's also kind of, like I said, this Greg, he's my booking agent. He's reaching out, he's like making everything happen, so I will be there sooner than later. And I love St. Louis. I love that museum in St. Louis with the bus. Have you been there with the
City Museum? On the roof? The City Museum. Yeah,
it's so cool. I love that place.
That place is cool. You ever been on the slides?
Oh, I've been on all that shit, dude. Like that guy who made that is the coolest. Like, and besides people that live out there, not too many people know about that place, and it's like a really secret treasure.
No, it is awesome. I love that. Hey, everybody talks about the Arch, man. The City Museum is way cooler. I think so for sure. But I was trying to think. Like, so where all are you going? What's next on your tour? Where all you got coming up? You got a lot of people from.
Funny that you may ask. Right here. I just was in Santa Cruz and Bakersfield. Those were both awesome. Santa Cruz was super awesome. So then, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, which is March 23rd, I'm in Long Beach, California, LBC. Very awesome for me because that's about 30-minute drive. so then 4:20. Morro Bay, California. So kind of got a little bit of free time. March and April are kind of the calm before the storm. And then I got some private stuff at the beginning of May. And then May 17th, I'm in Grand Junction, Colorado. May 18th, Parker, Colorado. May 19th, Fort Collins, Colorado. May 25th, Lebanon, Maine for the 4x4 festival. Wow. And then that's with my homie Blake Banks. He's the one who hooked that up. I think he's also on some of these Colorado shows, if not all of them. Then we jump over to Texas, where I always think that you live. But you don't. Maybe one day. But well, Missouri is a very beautiful place also.
I love it here. Love it.
And every time, one time I went during the snow, and then that was a little rough. But other than that, and you know, nothing wrong with snow. If you live there, like getting all the seasons are cool. I live in Los Angeles, so we don't really get all the seasons, unfortunately. It's been raining more than it normally does. And besides my house leaking, I really don't mind. I kind of like the rain. It always gets me a little nervous because it leaks through the windows and stuff. But that's another story. So jumping over to Texas, June 4th, San Antonio. June 5th, Corpus Christi. That's the body of Christ. June 6th, Austin. June 7th, Houston. June 8th, Dallas. June 14th, Minneapolis. And then June 15th, Topeka, Kansas. There's a lot more, but that's plenty.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I've never been to Maine. That's kind of exciting. That's one of the few states I haven't been to. That sounds awesome.
I haven't been to Maine for a while either. What is it? That will be fun because it's the 4x4 festival. But I know I've been to Minneapolis in the past. It's kind of cool little town. But I haven't played one of these 4x4 mud festivals, so I'm
kind of badass, honestly.
It's gonna be amazing.
It sounds like something different completely, you know, like something like just like it sounds kind of wild, kind of fun, different, you know, not the same kind of bullshit, you know.
Except like that's something where I'm like, I know I'm gonna have a great time, and I know everyone else is gonna have a great time, and then it's like I feel like that would be. And not from a business perspective, I just feel like that would be something that would be a fun circuit to get on, because you know, like if you're having fun, the shows are a lot more fun, the whole experience is a lot more fun. And my boy Blake Banks, who comes out with me sometimes, he's kind of the one who made that happen, and he's down with all those guys, and they're like, you know, like they pay in cash. They're all there. It's just cool. It's like a cool vibe. You know what I mean? They're good guys.
Definitely, man. Someone in the comments on Rumbles wanted to know. I might mess this up. I'm not familiar with this person, so I may mess this up. This is Mickey Avalon did an art piece on economist Thomas Sowell. Is that what he said? Can you ask him how Thomas Sowell has influenced him? That's more or less they're asking, like, you're influencing them.
I wish I had it. It's downstairs. I would fucking hold it up. I read a lot when I was a kid. I read a lot of books. Now it's harder for me to read. I still love reading books. I haven't gotten onto the audio books yet, but I probably should, because now with so many other things it's just hard to sit down and read a book these days because I got a lot of things. So kind of in the morning when I wake up, I'll go on YouTube and kind of watch some quick little YouTube things and just go down whatever rabbit hole. So I like everything that I've they're kind of they'll do these things where they kind of read from his books. It's like a voice that sounds like his voice reading from his books, but it's so I wish I could say, oh, I read these books, but it's really just hearing the excerpts from the books, and everything he says is like fucking spot on. He's like an anti-woke dude. I mean, there was no woke. Like, he's this black dude from Harlem from like the 40s. So he'd been around way before we were around, and then he's seen how the world was like this, and the world, he's just like not into like all like the victim bullshit. And I guess you would say he's an economist, but I don't know much about economy or anything like that. I just like the way he's just, I like the way he thinks about the world, you know. I like, and then a lot of it's just like history, and he like breaks shit down, and it all, you know, and it's all fact checked and stuff, and it's like he'll kind of show where certain things come from, you know, like you think of like ghetto, like hood behavior, like out here, that actually comes from like Scotland. And like some white trash shit, like he just breaks shit down, I don't like getting into politics, but I like him. So I did the painting of him, and I think it came out cool. And if it didn't, it would take me like 2 minutes to run down there and grab it, so I'm not. But it's the painting's on my Instagram and stuff, and yeah. I got an art studio finally again, because during COVID I could just do watercolors. I learned how, so now I'm back to being able to do oil paintings, and that was one of the first ones I did was that Thomas Sowell painting.
That's badass, man. No, I like a lot of your paintings too, man. I'll have to get one eventually when I got more space to like.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You got a lot of cool shit, man. I definitely see that on your social media. You're definitely pumping out a lot of good paintings, man. Like,
thank you. Yeah, and then sometimes I do. I'll do like if one comes out that I like, I'll do a print of it, and then obviously those are a lot more affordable. I'll do like 12 of them. Like this was an oil painting I just did of this chick.
That is dope, bro.
So then I made a. So this is the print of the other one's a little bigger and it's oil, but so yeah, this is the one of the prints of it. So you know, stuff like that. I don't know if you're aware, and it's something to talk about because it's probably something that the people that listen to you care about. I got banned for 30. I can't go live on Instagram for 30 days.
That's crazy.
And let me turn that off.
That was me. My bad. Sorry.
Okay. No worries. So I can't go live for 30 days, and I'm demonetized for 3 months. I don't really make any money off of it. So it's more like, again, like I try, I don't like being political. I don't like thinking about this. I've always thought I live my life. I do me no matter who's in the White House. I'm going to live my life the way I'm going to live my life. And I try not to care about that stuff. And I don't even, Like this Instagram shit, there's no, it's like the Wizard of Oz. Like, there's no one I could even really fight about it, you know?
That's so true. What happened? What'd they say?
So my third strike for whatever it's like, so my last strike was a photo I took probably 6 years ago in Medellin, Colombia, at Pablo Escobar's grave.
You post about that. You know, I saw you talk about them banning you for that.
So I don't even do cocaine. Like, sorry guys, if that bums you out that Mickey Avalon doesn't do cocaine. But we were in Colombia years ago. I posted a long time ago when I was there. Nothing. Netflix just did a show called Griselda, which Griselda Blanco's. Not too many people know this, but she's actually the one who taught Pablo Escobar the tricks of the trade when he was younger. She was already in the business. So they call her the Black Widow. And Netflix can promote Pablo Narcos, Pablo Escobar shows, all these things on Instagram. So the same day I took the picture at Pablo Escobar's grave, I took a picture at Griselda's grave because it's literally 25 meters away. So the show came on, started, and I was like, oh, I should put the picture of Griselda's grave up. Did it, no problem. See, we still don't have equality with women because nobody cared that I put a photo with a woman drug dealer. Didn't ruffle anybody's feathers that I did a picture of a woman's drug dealer's grave, or it's an AI that has keywords and she wasn't one. So then a week or two later, I put that one, but even crazier than that. So that was the one that knocked me off. But my prior strike, this was one of my strikes. So this is a painting. It's not a photorealistic painting. These breasts don't look like a real woman. I mean, they look like a woman's breast, but are kids not allowed to go to the museum anymore? So like this was another one. So these are the kind of things. These are like my earlier strikes.
That's great, bro. That's a great painting, bro.
Thank you so much. But
it's like abstract kind of too. I love it, man. That's cool.
Like expressionist. But like these are the things that I'm getting strikes on, not pornography. Like, yeah. So
I think it's hard, man. And that's why we're on Rumble, because all that stuff, man. All these different platforms, they'll ban you for all this crazy stuff. And like you said, you can't even defend your case. You can't even find out the rules. They're just like, oh, today the rules this, and like I mean, this meme you posted 17 years ago. This, you know, it's like,
I thought they've made a mistake for like I was like, oh, this must be like an AI must see these like I've heard they'll be like algorithms, like if it has the like a certain percentage of like flesh color. Like say it's like, oh, 90% of the picture is a flesh color. It will kind of get like tagged. And then a human looks at it and goes, oh no, that's just someone wearing a beige jumpsuit. It's not porn. And then, so then I sent them back to like be reviewed and then came back. And then, so what Rumble's a platform, like, what would that be? Like, what kind, like, is it like Facebook? Is it like, it's like, what is it like YouTube? Like YouTube.
It's like a free speech YouTube kind of thing. Yeah, people are asking you to put your videos on in the comments too. Someone's like, can you ask Mickey V to release music videos on Rumble? So people are hype. People on there like love your music, obviously, too. If they're talking
There's
about
people it. I follow that I kind of watch their videos on YouTube, and they'll be like, go to Rumble to see like the shit that I can't put up on here. So yeah,
It's crazy to me. Like you were so much more wild in your youth, man. And like to see you get banned now, you're almost like a refined, like kind of like artist type. Like
That's the funny stuff. You know what I mean?
To me, that's just hilarious. You were wild. I mean, about 10 years ago, you were wild as fuck, bro. Now you're kind of like, now you're just like this, like you're just this talented artist type. You're like, here's my painting. I'm drinking wine. And that's when they ban you. Like, that's just like absurd to me, man. Like I think that's just crazy to me.
I think it's probably they probably are more happy with someone being like, teaching young people how to be a loser. They're probably more into something like that than not. You know what I mean? I think that's something that probably they're okay with, you know, but God forbid, I don't know. You just, it's like you kind of grow up a little and then maybe you're more dangerous. I don't know.
Weird though, because like humans, I think you're just like more calm and like, I guess you're right. I guess they're cool if you push in decadence and stuff, right? But once you become like wise and an adult and stuff like that, you know, I mean, you get out of your like reckless youth and stuff. They're like, oh wait, we gotta shut this guy up. Yeah, he has something to say now. You know, it's like,
yeah, like this is America. We have free speech. It's not Canada where they don't have free speech. There's plenty of cool Canadians, lots of them. Most of them I met are cool, but they don't have that in their cons. I don't know if they have, if Canada, I don't know how, like they don't, there's no free speech in most countries. Canada's very close to America, but they don't have it. We do have that. So if you put stuff out, like you want to be, and then they just start finding like loopholes on the flip side. And then it just gets crazier and crazier. And then the line just keeps getting moved. And then you don't even know what's like going, you know, like what's going on. Like I said, I'm not some activist who's like trying, but like, yeah, it starts getting annoying when I can't put a watercolor up without like there being a problem, you know? But oh, like, if crazy. I bet if I had like a 6-year-old boy, son that like wanted to wear a G-string and like do some weird shit, like I'd probably be able to post that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they give you every award for you possible, bro. You're right. Yeah,
probably get awards, and I probably get invited to like all the cool Hollywood parties. So
no, you make a great point, man. I think we touched on this a little bit last time. It's weird that like the kind of art you create, it's weird that you're having the conversation as the voice of reason and logic in America right now. It's like, I mean, that's how far it's gone nuts that kind of a shocking artist is like, what is going on in the world? Like, I mean, it's like, because I can see like, you kind of a shocking artist, you know? It's like, I mean, some of your lyrics and stuff, I mean, and the fact that you see through it, man, it's like, I mean, that obviously gives me hope for everyone. If one of the, like a shocking kind of rapper sees it, bro, you know? Like,
no, there's always hope, but it's like I remember, like me and my mom, you know, she had me when she was young, so we're like, you know, we're friends. And like, I don't remember when it was, but there was some time when we're like, probably, I don't know, 20 years ago or something, we're like at a dinner, and then we realize, God, we're probably the sanest people at the, you know, when you realize like you're the sanest person at the table, and not that it's a scary thing, but you're like, well, okay, like this is where, you know what I mean? When it's like, when the crazy person is the sanest person at the table, you know, you gotta start reevaluating. But I mean, I, I, like, I don't know. I'm paying attention to everything that's going on. I just, like, I honestly choose not to, like, waste too much of, like, thinking about it, because it's just so easy to get, like, worked up and pulled. But, like, but someone, I mean, someone who, that's not, I mean, I'm an artist, so I guess it's part of my job to, like, talk about these things. But it's not my job to go out to, like, the front lines and, like, be dealing with, but someone needs to start doing it, because we're gonna find ourselves on the wrong side of history if it keeps going this direction, you know.
Yeah, so I mean, I think we're in a terrifying time. It's like reverse McCarthyism. Like, if you love, like, God in America, you're basically, like, seen as, like, the enemy now. And it, where it used to be, like, if you're communist and you, like, had no values and stuff, you're seen as that. To where it's like, I mean, I think America is kind of a melting pot of, like, all amazing ideas. And I think that we're the all-star team. I think no one should really be persecuted for thoughts, at least here, you know, and, like, words and stuff. And it's just like, I mean, I just don't know what to do. I mean, I'm like, do we already lose? I don't like saying that, but it's like, it's just, I mean, it's a terrifying time. I mean, especially if you're artists, I think guys like you are going to notice it before before the person that is not into art, like guy who works a job that's not in art, because, like, you're going to be censored way before they will. So a lot of people don't see it yet. You know what I mean? If you're not creating your own art or have a presence at all online, you're not seeing how crazy it is at this point.
Yes. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's another thing. It's a lot. You can live, a lot of this stuff also is, like, in the city. I mean, you can live in probably, I don't know, 70 or 80% of the country and, you know your neighbors, everyone's cool. None of these things we're even talking about are even, like, a thing. But, you know, both sides are, like, both sides try to count, you know, instead of like, people
both sides are nuts.
Both sides are nuts.
Completely
and
nuts.
It used to be, like, if you had, like, people would debate. It used to be like you wanted to hear the other side so that you could say yours, and then both sides would talk, and maybe they figured out, like, what they agreed upon, and that what they, instead of, like, now it's like, if you don't agree with someone, you want to silence them. I mean, it's just like, not, I'm very small in this thing, but like I said, being silenced for putting up I didn't say anything. I didn't say, this is Pablo Escobar's grave. He's an awesome guy. Go do cocaine. Yeah. It's like, I'm literally I took a photo. I'm smiling. So I guess you could say, okay, I did a positive, like, I wasn't going like this or something, you know, like, I had a smile. But I'm also in Medellin, Colombia, which is beautiful and awesome. And I think I said, Pablo in Medellin, Colombia, at Pablo Escobar's grave, about 25 meters from his mentor, Griselda Blanco. That's more historical than anything.
Yeah, it's like you're like a historian talking about it. You're not encouraging it. You're not doing that. And, like, you're just like this is part of history, and I gotta see it. You know, that's like, that's crazy.
Like, it's that's kind that, and it's like what should, like, if you want, it's like the same thing with, like, taking down statues. Like, if you want to take them down, then at least put them in a museum. You know what I mean? You can't pretend that, you just can't, like, humans make mistakes. We all make mistakes, and we try to go in an upward trajectory to learn from our mistakes. But guess how you can't learn from a mistake? If you pretend that mistake never happened, then you can't learn from it. If you don't let, like, certain, I mean, like, thank God I'm not in a university right now or anything. Honestly, and not to sound crazy or get into conspiracy stuff, right, but, like, there was a dude, you probably heard this tape, this guy was on Joe Rogan, like, a while ago. He was a Russian spy that I think defected in, like, the 90s or something. So he was explaining kind of how he's, like, you know, you think of, like, espionage and you think of James Bond and all this cool sexy stuff. He's like, that's probably 1% of 1% of the stuff that actually goes down. It's like, they really just want to push. They said it's about a 10 to 20 year plan, like, you know, 1 to 2 decades, about a generation or so. And it's like, they don't care They don't, they, it's not like, oh, we want them to be Republican. We want them to be Democrat. They don't care what, it's just, they just want to move. They just want to move the thing to where kids have no idea what's up from down, what's left from right. You know, you take out God, and if you take out God, then you have to at least replace it with something else that's like a higher thing. You know what I mean? But yeah, they take that out. They don't, it's not replaced with anything. And then in about 20 years, which is kind of about exactly when these things started, and now, you know, there's bots, and it's like, this is, it's not all just happening naturally. A lot of this stuff is outside forces. And it's like, if they get to the kid, you know, once you become a parent, a grandparent, great grandparent, like, what you think doesn't really matter anymore. You know what I mean? You're doing the best to raise the kids, but it's like, if you can get the kids so confused about stuff, and that the, and then the intelligentsia, like, won't let anyone talk up about anything against any of this stuff about it, we're going to get right where we are right now. You know, and you see anything about it, you're called a bigot, or, you know, you're transphobe, whatever any of these like stupid words are. It's like, no one needs to hate anybody. You can treat people the way you want to be treated, but you can't let like this crazy stuff keep happening. You can't let boys go do girls' sports. Like, I, you know, you can't do that. You know, it doesn't matter if they went and got a surgery. You can't. That's not okay. So, like, girls lose their scholarships because some dude that looks like me or you goes and fucking beats the shit out of them. That's not okay, you know? So.
No, it's. And I like to go back to what we're talking about. Like, it's sad when Mickey Avalon has to say it. Like, you mean, like.
Agreed. Yes, dude. I don't want to. I don't want to be the one to say it, dude.
Yeah, dude.
It's all about people doing whatever the fuck they want to do, but I want them to do it because it's what they want to do, not because, like, you know, they can't find any other way to, like, you know, you don't get. I'm not for participation trophies. That's not how I was raised. And if you suck at one thing, know that you suck, so you can either get better or you can pick something else to do. You know what I mean? Not everyone has to.
Not everybody's like, a winner, dude. You know, not everybody's a winner. And you can be. You have the option to be if you work hard. And you do.
And not everybody's a winner in the same. Let's just say you want to say everybody is a winner. But they're not all winners in the same thing.
That's fair. You know what I mean? Collab, yeah. Like, it's a collab.
I don't think everybody's a winner. Like, there's fucking, there's 200 homeless people from here to, like, four blocks away from here. But
they're the option to be, though. Anybody could be.
A potential winner. But, yes, anybody not could be. Everyone's not a potential winner in the same thing. You can't be a potential heavyweight champion if you're 150 pounds. It's just not. Yeah. It's not.
And I'll
possible.
Never write music like you. You know what I mean? I'll never be able to write those hits, man. You know, it's like, you know what I mean? It's all.
I can't be a comedian. Like
I barely
some people,
can. You know,
some people are more athletic. Some people are more mental. Even grown-ups can kind of get played when they're like, oh, you're so good. And you can let your like ego be like, maybe I am pretty good at that. Whereas like, if you actually use half, you'd be like, no, I'm like, they're you're patronizing me. Whereas like, you tell a kid, even if a kid's last in the race, if a grown-up hands him a trophy, like, they don't have the wherewithal to be like, that's pretty weird, you know, I was last place. They're gonna be like, yeah, I guess I'm pretty good at this running thing, you know.
You need to be heartbroken. You need those losses to become a winner, though. Without those losses, you never become a winner, man. Like, you have to be bad at it before you're good at it. I mean, nobody's just great at something the first
Like, besides maybe hitting on roulette because you said red or black, and maybe you actually got a real beginner's luck on the first. Nobody is good at anything without hard work. And kids don't even, like, well, yeah, you could get me going. I mean,
We already got you going, bro. You already been going. Yeah. I love it, though. You're intellectual, man. It's good to hear thoughts, and it's good to hear people on point, man. I mean, I worry a lot about the world, and like, when I hear certain artists like kind of just like talk about it, you're right, it's not about sides. I think we're in the middle of, if I'm going to be completely honest, I think we're in the middle of a communist takeover, and I think they're dividing America and playing us all like fools.
That's kind of what I was saying with the, and I never saw it really firsthand. And I know this sounds so, I don't think, I'm not, it's not a victim thing. I don't think I've been victimized because Instagram made me not be able to go live for 30 days. I'm just, I see this thing. Like I don't even like social media. I do it for my job. B, there's other avenues. It's just like, it was like the first time I saw, like, this is some straight communist shit. Like, what do you, like, oh, obviously they made a mistake. So I'll send it back. And then when I send the thing back and they'll see it, and then they'll get back to me and be like, oh, sorry, that was the AI. And it's like, no, that's, and it's not, you know, it's not just happening. Like, this is 100%. You don't need bullets to fight wars anymore. You just need bots. You need, like, the universities teaching crazy shit, and anyone who goes against it isn't, they might not get fired. They're definitely not getting their tenure. They're not, you know, you hear crazy shit like defund the police. I'm a kid. I fucking hated the police my whole fucking life but I didn't realize these are just people trying to get home to their family. Like, cause I did illegal shit. You know what I mean? But I don't want to, go do some history. Go look at what happens when, you're not people taking care of the village. The strongest, most powerful goon gets his group of friends and they go, okay, I'm the king now. And then, just these crazy ideas that is like, they're not good ideas. They're not, they don't even sound cool. But even if you thought like, oh, that sounds like a cool idea. Like, have we all met shitty cops? Yes. You know, so how about fund them more? How about fund their, not just put more money in their pockets, but how about put more money towards teaching them to be more like Navy SEALs or something, who know how to, like, especially the ones in crazy neighborhoods where they can deal with, like, the situations better because more money went into making it a better program. You know? Like, you want to see what that looks like? Go to fuck. You think L.A. looks like shit right now? Which it does, and it's heartbreaking because this is where I'm born and raised. Go to fucking Portland, Oregon or something and, like, makes this place look like a place where you're not allowed to break any. You're allowed to shoplift, like, $1,000 out here. And not a professional shoplifter. I fancied myself a pretty damn good shoplifter as a child. And, like, so you, like, now I think, like, this is great. Like, what? You don't even need to, like, hone your skills anymore. You can just go in and you're allowed to just leave. Like, how is that a sustainable situation where you're allowed to walk into a store and take up to $1,000 without being penalized? That's crazy, right?
It's absolutely insane. And like California, New York, and like you said, like Washington, like Seattle, Portland, all that stuff, they're suffering the most. But I mean, it's gonna happen everywhere. I mean, I'm in St. Louis. They're test marketing the same stuff here, man. Like, and like we gotta get these people off the streets. We got these people, like,
they need help. Yes, the program to help them hasn't even been invented yet.
They don't want it.
The doctors to help the people with mental problems and drug problems, and the institutions are not even invented yet. So yeah, if we're gonna just, I don't wanna just bitch without giving any solutions. A, I don't have the solutions, it's above my pay grade. But the solutions that there are haven't even, it's not just a normal doctor at the general hospital. It's not just the rehab instructor at those rehabs are bullshit. Those are just making money. Maybe some of them are trying to come from a good place, but like the bracket and the way that these things are fixed hasn't even been invented. Like that doctor who goes and learns for 8 years or whatever how to do this thing, like they haven't even made the curriculum yet how to do that. But there is a lot of people making a lot of money you know, over six figures a year to solve the problem. And there's no incentive to solve a problem if you get paid that much money to solve it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yo, definitely. It's money laundering, basically. You know, it's like, or at least fraud. I mean, the very nicest, it's fraud. I mean, you can't, it's weird
there's
because
a lot of things, like people want to feel like, they don't actually want to get the people out of the streets. It's kind of like they can be an angel. That's another Thomas Sowell talks about, these angels, these let me go get, if I can go give them a sandwich and a blanket. Like, they don't want the sandwich, they don't want the blanket, they want. And again, I can talk about, I've been a drug addict. Like, I know, it's just, it's you're in the, they're in the depths of drug addiction, mental illness, one, both at the, you know, same time. And if that was your child, you would do everything to in your power to get everyone involved to help get them out of that situation. And you wouldn't be like, no, but I can go get, give them a sandwich every day and like feel really good. And it makes me, you know, like it makes my city like more eclectic. And it's like, no, nobody's having that. They have solved it in some places, but they're a lot smaller. You know what I mean? Like Lisbon, like Portugal, Amsterdam, but it's a lot less people. And they actually wanted to solve the problems. And they called, the first way you confuse everybody is you start changing words and you start not calling a thing by what it is, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. I would like to, I would, you know, before I die, I hope that they've gotten some sort of handle on this, because it's nobody, if you think of it, If we're all a super organism and all humans are, you know, and if half of you is like has a cancer, it's not good for anybody. You know what I mean?
That's a great point. And like, and I'm from Missouri, to where like I at first in the beginning of all this, like we would laugh at California stuff, and then we'd be like, oh man, they're just like don't have it figured out. But like now, as I kind of like. And I was part of that too. I'm not trying to act like I wasn't. Like, it's kind of, it felt like an us versus them kind of thing. But now I'm like, man, that's going to happen everywhere. You have to have empathy towards everyone. And like, be like, we got to heal everyone. We can't just like laugh at people in an unfortunate situation.
No, yes.
And I feel like that I had a lot of that fault that, like about 4 or 5 years ago. I'd be like, man, it's just going downhill.
It's easy to go into. Like, the us versus them is almost like the first thing of the whole thing. Like the left is like, everyone on the right is racist. And it's like, really? Everyone that thinks it is like, have you ever had a beer with someone? And it's like, there's way less racist people than you think. And the ones that are racist, you know how you know they're racist? You say, are you racist? And they say, yes, I am.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You can't just start looking for it like, oh, but you see, it's like.
And I wish that was our only problem. I wish our only problem was racism. Trust me. I wish if just racism went away, everything was shiny and new and happy.
Right, like,
I really wish that was the only problem, you know, and it's a problem. I'm not trying to downplay it, but I really wish that was the only problem on Earth right now. You know, it's like we have like this is madness we're in right now. And we have to think our way out of this peacefully and think of a way to unite people and like figure out a way to not. Getting this like weird us versus them kind of mentality, and like, I mean, like, a lot of
the
people
powers that be want us to be fighting each other. First of all, if you had two pit bulls in a cage, the pit bulls are trained to go after the other pit bull, or you got two young soldiers where they're trained. This one's fighting for their country. This one, but truth is, they should be like, we should have a beer together. And kill our fucking owners. Like, I don't, the pit bull doesn't not like the other pit bull. They're both pit bulls. You know what I mean? It's like, it's the guy that's making the dogs do his bidding for them when those, like, so I don't know.
Yeah, they want us to be mad and sell both sides weapons, bro. They want to make money off us buying guns from them and stuff. And they want to, it's definitely
the best gig ever. You get paid to blow this shit up, and then you also got a construction company that fucking gets paid to build this shit up. Like, it's the best you can. It's like there's no better job, you know. Like, and, I mean, as far as for printing out money, so I don't know. We're going through a lot of crazy. I think also, I really don't study this stuff, so I don't know too much about it. But I do know that the sides pretty much flip like every 20 years or 50 years, and it's like the name just changes. So it's like now the Democrats are pro-war, pro-big pharma.
Never thought of that.
All the things. So it's like, and it's probably just this thing that just keeps going switch, and it's just like, love your family, take care of your children, and you know, everything else will work. We don't need to be fighting each other over dumb stuff. It will work itself out, but it won't work itself out by itself. It didn't start by itself, and it won't work itself out by itself, you know.
I think we're almost out of this whole cancel culture thing. It seems like we're getting out of it finally. It seems like it's almost over. Because, like, the same people that used to, like, whine about me saying something, everybody just laughs at now. I remember in 2017, they'd be like, I don't know if we're going to hire this guy. Like, someone complained, some random person complained. I don't know if we're going to hire him. Now they're just, like, making fun of him with me. I mean,
And I think the kids, like, the next, like, all, the, like, they're going to be like, this is corn. Like, all the things that, like, maybe the generation before is like, we got to, like, they're like, they don't want, they're like, okay, let's get back to the Beatles and,
that's a great let's throw, point.
Let's get back to, like, smoking cigarettes instead of vapes. Let's, you know, like,
you know how hard it is to bum a cigarette these days, bro? Like, just living in venues, man. Living in venues as a comedian or whatever I think I am. Like, it is so – you can't even bum a cigarette anymore. Everybody's vaping, man. I'm like, man, I got to start buying cigarettes.
Smash those things, dude. Take the fucking – that robot dick out of your mouth. Throw that thing – I don't even smoke anymore. But if I did, it would not be a fucking vape.
I'll be out drinking and stuff, and like I used to just go out and maybe smoke a cigarette or two if somebody else is. Now I go out there, everybody's just like smoking some cotton candy bullshit. I'm just like, I can't even do that. Yeah, that's worse than cigarettes, probably. You know, it's like,
oh yeah, I'm sure. Like, thing. I mean, if you look in like, you know, you go to like a gym, you know, like a fighting gym, or you look in like, you know, different sports teams or whatever, like. Everyone is all different colors and they're all just working. No one, you know what I mean? Different political things, and there's proof that like everyone's working together. Nobody, they don't hate each other because of their color or their political view. Like they're working on this thing together. And it's almost like if we could take it like more of that, like sports athletic, approach as humans, you know, maybe we would, do better. I don't know.
No, it's a great point. You saw you name it somewhere people come together. Yeah, dude. See, you box and stuff too? I've seen some videos.
Yeah, still I was doing a lot more when I was in Bali because I had more time. Now I maybe once or twice a week, but I love it. And the more I do it, the better my brain is. You know, it's the mentally much more important. Like, yeah, the physical part's like a bonus, but yeah, like boxing, Muay Thai. I go hiking with my boxing teacher, with my coach. I would like to get back. In Indo, I was doing it like maybe twice a day. Now I'm lucky if I do it once or twice a week, but I'd like to get back to, like I got a little setup outside. But it's hard without another human. I'm not that disciplined when it comes to. It's really just getting started, you know. Because I go there and he's gonna make sure for an hour, you know, like 15, 16, 17, 3 minute rounds. You know, the phone. I got nothing that I can quit for. Where at home, it's like the phone rings, something happens. It's easier to just, you know, it's harder to turn everything off. But if I went and had a kid or adopted a kid or something, I would they would have to be they would have a pretty gnarly schedule between physical and mental stuff, you know, between school, like some sort of martial art. It doesn't have to be the first one. They can quit one and try another one, but it's got to be like a martial art, a team sport, all their school tutoring and all that stuff. And then I don't know how you keep kids off cell phone because their friends are gonna, you know. So I don't know, but I think if you can, the only thing you could do for a kid is just make sure at the end of the day, they're just so exhausted that they pass out and then start all over tomorrow. And there's no time for depression or any of that, the crazy stuff when they're just like, you need love and all that stuff, but like not all this extra time to do crazy stuff, you know.
I definitely agree, man. No, and that's my kind of plan. It's like work out enough to be like that too. I mean, that's a good plan. Well, I feel like you're a busy man. We're not gonna keep you forever, man. Yeah. Do you have some links and some promo you want to throw out, like new music and stuff before we get on here? Because I'm sure
the main thing. The main thing, like I really want everyone to do, is the single. It's Mickey Avalon and the Fuckboys. It actually has a U. There's no they put the asterisk themselves. I thought we had to put the asterisk in, and I wasn't trying to fight that kind of censorship because I just thought that that's, you know, you can't say fuck on television or something. But they actually came back to us, you know, Spotify and all those, and they're like, no, I can't put the asterisk in. I have to write fuck, and then if it's gonna get censored, the powers that be will do that themselves, but me putting it in just causes all bunch of problems. So it's Mickey Avalon and the Fuckboys. The first single is Wasting Your Time. It's on Spotify, Apple, all those things. And then we also, I have an Instagram page. That's just Mickey_Avalon. But I'm trying to get everyone from that page to go to the also the Fuckboys page. It's just Mickey_and_the_FCK boys. That's the main shit. And then still this record, Never Satisfied, that's on, you know, same thing. It's been out a year, but probably still a lot of people that haven't heard it. And I'm proud of that. I got an Etsy store where I sell my prints and Avalon's originals. And then when people want to commission a painting, they just DM me on Instagram or email me at miniavalon@gmail.com. MINNIE Avalon@gmail.com. She's
awesome. Really, what?
Yeah.
It's well, helpful. I appreciate it. You can get this.
Yeah. What?
I appreciate it. What's
up? Oh, last thing before we get off.
You're running for president.
That's a dope shirt, bro. For
president.
That's a dope. How much are those shirts? How much are those?
I think they're like 30 or 40 bucks, probably. Shit's so expensive these days. But,
that's badass, though. That's a badass shirt, bro. I might get one of those.
Yeah, that's just. My mind still thinks you go to a concert and the shirts are 20 bucks, but that's just because I got my growth got stunted like 25 years ago or something, and that's where
inflation's nuts, bro. Everything doubled. No, you're right. Everything doubled inflation, man. That's a great shirt, though, bro. I love that shirt.
Thank you. We did one in 16, 20. It's kind of a tradition now. So yeah, we got these are cool, and it's a good way to end our conversation because definitely not a job I want. But
thanks always, man. I appreciate you, man. You're a great artist, and I appreciate the intellectualism and stuff. You got a good mind on you, too, man, with the conversation and stuff. Check out Mickey Avalon's music. Listen to it on repeat while you're sleeping and stuff. Help get them numbers.
MickeyAvalon.com, too. And then for concert tickets, it's just MickeyAvalon.com/tour. And then I'll let you know next time I'm in St. Louis because my boy J.E.'s up there. Like, I went to Chuck Berry's spot. We'll be there. If not 2024, definitely by 2025.
All right, brother. Well, pleasure having you on as always, man. Like, thanks a lot. And you have a great night, man.
You too. Thank you so much.
Man, thank you as well. Thank you all for watching. I appreciate you spending your Monday like this. So thanks for watching. And check out Mickey Avalon's work. Obviously, you probably heard of him and stuff. But I appreciate you taking the time to watch all this tonight. Thank you very much. Good night.